Broadcasting from the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K25 8BT in Manhattan. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly sunny with a high of 85 today and a slight chance for rain after 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's 6 o'clock.
This is NPR.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:04. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to flooding in parts of north central and south central Kansas. The declaration allows state resources to be used in the affected areas. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor flooding and coordinate resources. State health officials say one person in Kansas is dead, several others remain ill after being infected with West Nile virus. The state health department has recorded 12 cases of the virus in the state so far this year. West Nile can cause neurological problems. The disease is typically carried by mosquitoes, and it has about a 10% fatality rate among those infected with the most serious strain of the virus. Most of Kansas is now considered to be at moderate risk for West Nile, but north central Kansas is considered to be in the high risk category. A city planning commission has once again delayed a vote on an industrial waste processing plant project in KCK. The planning commission for the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, already put off the decision once, asking the company behind the project to hold public forums. But the New Jersey-based company, ReWorld, has yet to do that. Many residents oppose the plant opening near their homes and near an elementary school. Beto Lugo Martinez is with the group Rise for Environmental Justice and showed up at the meeting Monday night and says that's when he learned about the delay in the project.
There wasn't any, checking in with the community, is that all right with you all? You know, it was more like, oh, they asked for this, so they're going to get this.
Lugo Martinez says his group doesn't know the exact date when the commission will take up the issue again or when the company, ReWorld, may start holding public meetings. Forbes magazine has released its annual list of the wealthiest Americans. The latest Forbes 400 ranking shows that the wealthiest 400 people in the country combined are worth a record-setting $6.6 trillion. And that's up more than $1 trillion over last year. Elon Musk is at the top of the list with a net worth of more than $400 billion. The richest man in Kansas is also on the list. Charles Koch, chairman of Koch Industries in Wichita, has an estimated worth of $74 billion. Koch is the second largest privately held company in the United States. In sports, Major League Baseball, Cleveland got the best of the Royals 2-0 yesterday. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from...
This is NPR News.
Six 19 on this Wednesday morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, offering fieldwork fun with K-Pop Sunday, September 21st, in front of Dyke Hall. Activities for all ages, including paleontology, biology, and meteorology. Details at biodiversity.ku.edu.
We'll have a news update in about 10 minutes here on Morning Edition. And then later this hour, we'll hear about an event called Words Save Lives. Artists will be gathering to perform in North Lawrence tonight for this event. Organizer Marcia Epstein says the artistic performances featuring poetry, dance, and music are being held on World Suicide Prevention Day.
Not every performance is a sad performance about suicide and suicide loss or struggles, because we need to laugh.
Tonight's event, Words Save Lives, will be held at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. It is intended for a mature audience, and we'll hear more about it coming up in about 20 minutes here on KPR's Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Music Alliance's Mixmaster Music Conference, September 19th and 20th at Lawrence Public Library. Music industry workshops, panels, discussions, and networking for artists. Tickets at Mixmaster2025.com.
Mostly sunny skies today, a high of 85. We have a slight chance for showers after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Tomorrow, sunshine, a high of 90, and on Friday, we'll hit 95 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from
NPR News.
That conversation, plus the rest of the day's news, on All Things Considered from 3 to 7 today on Kansas Public Radio. Join your host, Laura Lorson, that's ATC, starting at 3.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners to realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Mostly sunny skies today, a high of 85. Slight chance for rain this afternoon. Right now, partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees at KPR.
Live from NPR News in France and Arab countries, Hamas says none of its leaders was killed in the attack. This is NPR News from Washington.
This is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. At least one person in Kansas has died from West Nile virus. That's according to state health officials, who say several others remain ill. So far this year, at least 12 cases of the virus have been recorded. North Central Kansas is considered to be at high risk for West Nile. The rest of the state is at moderate risk. Flooding in parts of Central Kansas has been so bad this week that Governor Laura Kelly has declared a state of disaster emergency. That declaration allows state resources to be used in the affected areas, primarily North Central and South Central Kansas. A planning commission has once again delayed a vote on an industrial waste processing plant project in Kansas City, Kansas. Noah Taborda has more.
This is the second time there's been a delay. Once last month, when the commission instructed the company behind the project to hold public forums with Armourdale residents. But the New Jersey-based company ReWorld has yet to do that. Many oppose the plant opening near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugo Martinez of the group Rise for Environmental Justice showed up to the meeting to raise those concerns.
There was no hearing for it. They just pushed it over to November.
Lugo Martinez says they don't know when ReWorld will hold a public meeting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
Artists will be gathering to perform in North Lawrence tonight for an event called Words Save Lives. Organizer Marcia Epstein says the artistic performances will include poetry, dance, music, and more arts, and they're all being held today on World Suicide Prevention Day.
Not every performance is a sad performance about suicide and suicide loss or struggles, because we need to laugh.
Again, the event Words Save Lives will be held tonight at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. It is intended for a mature audience. We'll hear more about it coming up at 6:45 this morning here on Morning Edition. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Cleveland beat Kansas City 2-0. The same two teams will play again tonight in Cleveland. The first pitch at Progressive Field, 5:40 p.m. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, this is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 90.3 in Chanute.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28th, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Here in Lawrence, the day will be observed with a free event taking place at Union Pacific Depot from 6 to 9 tonight. The event is called Words Save Lives. We'll hear more about it in just a moment. Our forecast includes mostly sunny skies, high of 85, and a slight chance for showers after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Tonight, the low will drop to 64, and for tomorrow, becoming sunny and warmer, a high of 90 on Thursday. And by Friday, it'll be sunny with a high of 95 degrees.
The Manson Family Trials, Muhammad Ali and the
1910s by becoming a corporate sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Mostly sunny skies across the KPR listening area today. We'll warm up to around 85. This afternoon, after 2 o'clock, we'll have about a 20% chance for showers. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but then becoming sunny and hot, a high of 90 on Thursday. And by Friday, a high near 95.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm Layla Faldin. One of the secrets of the Great Lakes has been...
Visit our website and find our call letters and frequencies listed for you. KansasPublicRadio.org.
Charlotte of Federal Money. This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to flooding in parts of north central and south central Kansas. That declaration allows state resources to be used in the affected areas. As much as 10 inches of rain fell in some parts of Kansas this week. State health officials say one person in Kansas is dead. Several others remain ill after being infected with West Nile virus. The state health department reports 12 cases of the virus in the state so far this year. West Nile can cause neurological problems. A city planning commission has once again delayed a vote on an industrial waste processing plant project in Kansas City, Kansas. The Planning Commission for the Unified Government has already put off the decision once, asking the company behind the project to hold public forums. But the New Jersey-based company, ReWorld, has yet to do that. Many residents oppose the plant opening near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugo Martinez is with the group Rise for Environmental Justice. He showed up to the meeting Monday night and says, that's when he learned about the delay.
There wasn't any, checking in with the community. Is that all right with you all? You know, but they asked for this, so they're going to get this.
Lugo Martinez says his group doesn't know the exact date when the commission will take up the issue again or when ReWorld might start holding public meetings about the facility. Ever seen the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia? Well, if not, you might want to check out an exact replica of it on display now in Topeka. After sitting in storage for 2 decades, the state's Liberty Bell replica is back on public display. You'll find it at the Docking State Office Building on the East Plaza. That's at the corner of Southwest 9th and Harrison Streets in downtown Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the full-size Liberty Bell replica is one of 57 made for a 1950s savings bond campaign, but it was moved into storage when the Kansas State House was being renovated. Forbes magazine has released its annual list of the wealthiest Americans. The latest Forbes 400 ranking shows that the 400 wealthiest people in the country have a combined worth of $6.6 trillion, and that's up $1.2 trillion from last year. Elon Musk is at the top of the list with a net worth of more than $400 billion. The richest man in Kansas on that list remains Charles Koch, chairman of Koch Industries in Wichita, who has an estimated worth of $73.8 billion. Coke is the second largest privately held company in the United States. In Major League Baseball, the Royals dropped another game. Cleveland defeated Kansas City 2-0 yesterday. The same two teams will play again 5:40 tonight at Progressive Field in Cleveland. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from and
serving you since 1952. This is Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in to Morning Edition. It's 7:19. In about 10 minutes, we'll have an update of news headlines from around the world and across the state. Later tonight in North Lawrence, a number of artists will be gathering to perform at an event called Words Save Lives. Organizer Marcia Epstein says the artistic performances featuring poetry, spoken word, dance, and music are being held on World Suicide Prevention Day.
Not every performance is a sad performance about suicide and suicide loss or struggles, because we need to laugh.
Words Save Lives will be held from 6 to 9 tonight at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. It's intended for a mature audience. Marcia Epstein will tell us more coming up at 7:45 this morning on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting I Mom So Hard, the flashback tour. Two moms, lots of laughs, creators of the web series. Saturday, September 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly sunny skies expected today with a high of 85 and a slight chance for showers after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Right now, fairly cool with mostly sunny skies, 61 at KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from
This is NPR News.
And this is KPR News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Flooding in parts of central Kansas has been so bad this week that Governor Laura Kelly declared a state of disaster emergency. Yesterday's declaration allows state resources to be used in the affected areas, primarily north central and south central Kansas. In Ottawa County, north of Salina, about 50 residents in the town of Tescott evacuated their homes due to rising floodwaters. As much as 10 inches of rain fell across parts of Kansas Monday night. At least one person in Kansas has died from West Nile virus. That's according to the State Health Department. State health officials say several others remain ill. So far this year, at least 12 cases of the virus have been recorded. North Central Kansas is considered to be at high risk for West Nile. The rest of the state is at moderate risk. A planning commission has once again delayed taking a vote on an industrial waste processing plant project in Kansas City, Kansas. Noah Taborda has more.
This is the second time there's been a delay. Once last month when the commission instructed the company behind the project to hold public forums with Armourdale residents. But the New Jersey-based company ReWorld has yet to do that. Many oppose the plant opening near their homes and an elementary school. Beto Lugo-Martinez of Don't Know When ReWorld will hold a public meeting. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Noah Taborda.
If you've never seen the original Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, you'll have a chance to see a full-size exact replica of it these days in Topeka. After sitting in storage for two decades, the state's Liberty Bell replica is back on display. You'll find it at the Docking State Office Building on the East Plaza, that's the corner of Southwest 9th and Harrison Streets in downtown Topeka. The Capital Journal reports that the full-size Liberty Bell replica is one of 57 made during the 1950s during a savings bond campaign. It had been moved into storage when the State House was being renovated. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes
Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is FM 91.5 in Lawrence and FM 89.7 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
Award-winning journalist and scorekeeper on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Bill Curtis is coming to Lawrence for the release of his new book, Whirlwind, My Life Reporting the News. You can join us and Bill Curtis at this book launching event Thursday, September 18th at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence. You'll get tickets at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org, under the Shop tab. We hope to see you the night of September 18th to hear all about the new book from Bill Curtis. It's going to be mostly sunny today. We'll have a high of 85 degrees.
This is Bill Curtis, host of Wait, Wait, BM at Maselli's in downtown Lawrence, where I'll share the story of my career reporting American history as it unfolded, from the Chicago 7 to Charles Manson to Agent Orange. Details and tickets at kansaspublicradio.org under the Shop tab.
I just said that.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin. Tennis star Carlos Alcaraz usually...
This is KPR. I'm Jay Schaefer. Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. Here in Lawrence, the day will be observed by a free event at Union Pacific Depot called Words Save Lives. The event is an evening filled with performances of poetry, dance, and music. One of the organizers is Lawrence resident Marcia Epstein. She's the former director of the Headquarters Counseling Center, now called Headquarters Kansas. Epstein is perhaps best known, though, for her decades of work helping other people deal with suicide loss. I recently spoke to her about tonight's event.
The first Word Save Lives was on September 10th, World Students as Humans, and smiling. And if they don't smile back, that's okay.
Kindness.
We need to remember kindness. We need to stop being so afraid of other people and then not treating them with kindness. Kindness really is the thing.
That's Marcia Epstein, one of the organizers of the 12th annual Words Save Lives. The free event is being held tonight from 6 to 9 at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. The public, of course, is invited, but Words Save Lives is intended for a mature audience, adults and older teens. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Deals and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Well, as you may know, Kansas Public Radio recently was involved in a radio rivals competition with KBIA Radio in Columbia, Missouri. We were both trying to outraise one another during the recent border showdown between our two football teams. Well, Mizzou won the game, but KPR won the radio rivals contest. So if you made a contribution last week, we say thank you for helping us in our victory. Our forecast for today includes mostly sunny skies. We'll have a high of 85. Slight chance of rain this afternoon. Right now, 62 degrees at KU.
A court says a president can't just fire him. From APM, American Public Media.
The place to find NPR News. This is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting online too at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
Mostly sunny skies and a high of 85 today with a slight chance for rain after 2 o'clock this afternoon. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 90, and on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 95 degrees. It's 8 o'clock, and the news is next on KPR.
Good morning. President Trump says...
This is NPR.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm Jay Schaefer. Governor Laura Kelly has issued a state of disaster emergency due to flooding in parts of north central and south central Kansas. That declaration will allow state resources to be used in the affected areas. As much as 10 inches of rain fell in some parts of Kansas on Monday night. The state's Division of Emergency Management partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor the flooding situation and coordinate resources. Residents of the town of Tescott in Ottawa County evacuated their homes Monday night due to rising floodwaters. State health officials say one person in Kansas is dead. Several others remain ill after being infected with West Nile virus. The state health department has recorded 12 such cases in the state so far this year. West Nile can cause neurological problems. The disease is typically carried by mosquitoes and has about a 10% fatality rate among those infected with the most serious strain of the virus. Most of Kansas is now considered to be at moderate risk for West Nile, but north central Kansas is considered to be in the high risk category. A city planning commission has once again delayed taking a vote on an industrial waste processing plant in Kansas City, Kansas. The Planning Commission for the Unified Government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, already put off that decision once, asking the company behind the project to hold public forums. But the New Jersey-based company, ReWorld, has so far refused to do that. Many residents oppose the new plant opening near their homes and near an elementary school. Beto Lugo Martinez is with the group Rise for Environmental Justice and showed up to the meeting Monday night and said that's when he learned about the delay in the project.
There wasn't any, checking in with the community. Is that all right? They asked for this, so they're going to get this.
Lugo Martinez says his group doesn't know the exact date when the commission will take up the issue again or when ReWorld might start holding public meetings. Forbes magazine has released its annual list of the wealthiest Americans. The latest Forbes 400 ranking shows that the 400 wealthiest people in this country have a combined net worth of $6.6 trillion. That's up $1.2 trillion from last year. Elon Musk is at the top of the list. He has a net worth of more than $400 billion. At least one Kansan made the Forbes 400 list, Charles Koch, chairman of Koch Industries in Wichita. He has an estimated worth of nearly $74 billion. This is KPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR State.
Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
That big audio sale is this coming Saturday. It's a benefit for the Audio Reader Network. Most of us know what Audio Reader is, but not everyone. If you'd like to learn more about the Kansas Audio Reader Network, log on to reader.ku.edu. For more than half a century, Audio Reader has been reading almost everything you can think of for blind and vision-impaired listeners. More information at reader.ku.edu. And again, don't forget about their big audio sale this Saturday. In fact, if you're just joining us, listen to this.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader's Audio Sale, a benefit sale of vinyl records, audio equipment, and more at the Lawrence Public Library, Saturday, September 13th. More information online at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
Cloudy skies all across eastern Kansas this morning. Here in Lawrence, 64 degrees. It's going to warm up, though. At some point, we'll have a mostly sunny sky and a high of 85. Slight chance for showers after 2 o'clock this afternoon, about a 20% chance. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny, a high of 90 on Thursday, and by Friday, sunshine, a high of 95 degrees. Right now in Topeka, cloudy and 63. Junction City, 65. Chanute, cloudy and 64. And in Emporia, cloudy and 63 degrees.
Support for NPR comes from
Henry Huggins on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. Join your host, Laura Lorson, for All Things Considered from 3 to 7.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Prairie Paws Animal Shelter, serving Ottawa, Manhattan, and Emporia. Prairie Paws connects pets with new homes through adoption services, helping to ensure that every animal gets a second chance. More at prairiepaws.org.
Cloudy skies all across eastern Kansas this morning. It should become mostly sunny later today. We'll have a high of 85 degrees. And we have a 20% chance for showers after 2 p.m.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Reckless, dangerous, and an act of aggression are among the descriptions coming out of Warsaw and Brussels today after Russian drones violated Poland's airspace overnight. Poland says several drones were shot down with the help of NATO allies. Russia's defense ministry says it was attacking western Ukraine at the time, and nothing in Poland was being targeted by Moscow. The European Union's foreign policy chief describes the Russian drones over Polish territory as the most serious violation of European airspace since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine began. President Trump says he'll have more to say today about Israel's airstrike in Qatar targeting leaders of Hamas. The strike hit a residential area of Doha. Hamas says six people were killed in the attack. None was a leader of the group. NPR's Aya Batraoui in Doha says the UN's Secretary General is condemning the attack, as is Qatar's Prime Minister, who describes the airstrike as state terrorism.
Speaking from a podium last night, Qatar's Prime Minister went on to say that the attack on Qatari soil is a message to the region that Israel is a rogue player, and that this attack is proof that Israel has worked to sabotage every attempt to achieve peace.
Speaking to reporters in Washington last night, President Trump said he was not happy about the Israeli strike. This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Jay Schaefer. Flooding in parts of central Kansas has been so bad this week that Governor Laura Kelly declared a state of disaster emergency. That declaration allows state resources to be used in the affected areas, primarily north central and south central Kansas. In Ottawa County, north of Salina, about 50 residents in the town of Tescott had to evacuate their homes Monday night due to rising floodwaters. As much as 10 inches of rain fell across parts of Kansas Monday night. At least one person in Kansas has died from West Nile virus. That's according to state health officials, who say several others remain ill. So far this year, at least 12 cases of the virus have been detected. North central Kansas is considered to be at high risk for West Nile. The rest of the state is at moderate risk. Artists will be gathering to perform in North Lawrence tonight for an event called Words Save Lives. Organizer Marcia Epstein says the artistic performances include poetry, dance, music. They're all being held today on World Suicide Prevention Day.
Not every performance is a sad performance about suicide and suicide loss or struggles, because we need to laugh.
The Words Save Lives event will be held from 6 to 9 tonight at the Union Pacific Depot in North Lawrence. It's intended for mature audiences. And if you've never seen the original Liberty Bell in Philadelphia, you have a chance to see an exact replica of it, which is on display now in Topeka. After sitting in storage for two decades, the state's Liberty Bell replica is back on public display. You'll find it at the Docking State Office Building on the East Plaza. That's at the corner of Southwest 9th and Harrison Streets in downtown Topeka. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that the full-sized Liberty Bell replica is one of 57 made back in the 1950s for a savings bond campaign. It was moved into storage when the State House was being renovated. This is Kansas Public Radio News.
Support for NPR.
Mayor Sly James, September 10th. More at DoleInstitute.org.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for being here. Cloudy skies all across eastern Kansas this morning. Here in Lawrence and in Topeka and in Manhattan, it's 65 degrees. Junction City, cloudy and 66. Chanute, cloudy and 65. And in Emporia, a cloudy sky, 65 degrees. We are expecting sunshine at some point today as we warm up to around 85 degrees. After 2 o'clock this afternoon, we're expecting to see a rain shower, possibly. Just a 20% chance, and we're not exactly sure where those showers or the shower will pop up. So again, for today, it will eventually become mostly sunny. High of 85, slight chance for rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but then becoming sunny. A high of 90 on Thursday. On Friday, nothing but sunshine and heat with a high near 95 degrees.
The Manson Family Trials, Muhammad Ali, and the 1966 Topeka Tornado. I'm Bill Curtis, and these are just a few from my time.
It's Morning Edition.
Classical music coming up this morning on KPR1 includes songs by Rafe Vaughan Williams, and Herbert Howells will be drumming up interest in their September 14th benefit concert in Kansas City at St. Mary's Episcopal Church. Cordelia Brown has the classics from 9 to noon this morning on KPR1. Over on KPR2, we will bring you the BBC NewsHour.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Michelle Martin. In Arizona, more than 100 people, several businesses, and a church have been charged with crimes related to fake sober living homes. They were supposed to be places for people to recover from addiction, but authorities say they were actually taking advantage of higher state Medicaid payments for Native Americans. Many victims say they got no help at all. Some of the homes were shut down 2 years ago. Now, legitimate providers of substance abuse treatment are dealing with broken trust as they try to help people in need.
And.org.
It's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Well, we've got some singers coming in after the 11 o'clock news this morning to sing songs by Rafe Vaughan Williams and Herbert Howells to drum up some interest in a September 14th benefit concert in Kansas City. It's being held at the famously Gothic St. Mary's Episcopal Church with Kansas City legendary keyboardist John Schaefer, who will be at the KPR Steinway B this morning. Listen for the music from 9 to noon with Cordelia Brown, and again, after the 11 o'clock news, we'll hear some songs sung. Some singing of songs by Rafe Vaughan Williams and Herbert Howells. Cordelia Brown has more info and the music after the 9 o'clock news here on KPR1. Over on KPR2, the news never stops. It's news and talk around the clock on KPR2, and at 9 o'clock we'll bring you the BBC NewsHour.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, presenting the annual Art in the Park, September 13th and 14th at South Park in downtown Lawrence. Art, live music, and food. Details at lawrenceartguild.org.
It's going to be mostly sunny at some point. Right now it's completely cloudy. We'll have a high of 85 degrees this afternoon, slight chance of showers after 2 p.m. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming sunny Thursday afternoon, with a high of 90 degrees tomorrow.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
I'm Martin.
And I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm Jay Schaefer, thanking you for joining us here for another round of Morning Edition on KPR. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, K KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You'll find us broadcasting live online right now at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Delaware in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com.
Cloudy skies all across eastern Kansas at the moment. It's supposed to be mostly sunny at some point. We'll have a high of 85. Right now, cloudy and 66 in Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan with 66 degrees as well. Tomorrow's forecast, a high of 90, Friday 95. And as depressing as it may sound to those of you who sure would like to move on to fall, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday will all be in the lower to mid-90s. Well, do something for yourself today. Be kind to someone today. It is World Suicide Prevention Day. Don't forget about the big event taking place in North Lawrence at the Union Pacific Depot from 6 to 9. Words Save Lives. Say something nice to someone today and be kind. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Poland wants to invoke Article 4 of the NATO Treaty.